This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders try to gain some advantage over their rivals during Tuesday night's debate broadcast on CNN, each one including Senator Elizabeth Warren and trying to make their case that they are the party's best hope to defeat Donald Trump when he seeks re-election next year.
We need to call out white supremacy for what it is, domestic terrorism, and it poses a threat to the United States of America. We live in a country now where the president is advancing environmental racism, economic racism, criminal justice racism, health care racism. The way we do better is to fight back and show something better.
On Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination and national surveys of Democrats and some independents, will be at center stage. President Trump says he thinks the U.S. will do well in trade negotiations now underway with China and Shanghai. The president said that China is suffering more from the current trade war than the U.S. is.
China, I think we'll do very well with China. We're already doing very well with China. China's had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we've ever had.
Earlier, Trump warned China against playing a waiting game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after the election could be worse than the one being offered now. Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the city of Goma. More than 2,500 cases of Ebola have been reported since the outbreak began last August. Of them, nearly more than half of those infected with the virus have died. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is VOAnews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles early.